We are now ready to begin the second minute at 200 words per minute. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you must not guess or speculate about what evidence there might have been or allow yourself to make up theories about what happened without evidence to support that. You must accept all of the rules of law that I tell you apply in this case. If either lawyer has said anything about the law that differs from what I say, it is my statement of the law that you must consider and apply. Even if you disagree with the law, even if you do not understand the reasons for the law, you are required to follow what I say about it. You must make your decision without sympathy, prejudice, or fear. You must not consider the consequences of your decision to Mr. Allen or anyone else. You must not be influenced by public opinion. You must disregard any radio, television, newspaper, or internet information that you may have heard, read, or seen about this case. Information from outside the courtroom is not evidence. Ladies and gentlemen, it is your responsibility to decide what evidence you accept or believe. It is your responsibility to decide what evidence you do not believe or reject, and what evidence may leave you with a doubt. It is your memory and your opinion of the evidence that counts, not mine and not the lawyer's.